This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, I want to tell you about the Suicide Squad. That's what I'm calling the four of them. They call themselves The Squad. I want to call them The Suicide Squad. You remember that movie?
Yes.
It did not do very well for a reason. It was terrible. Ben Affleck ruined that one, too. But what's her name? Margot Robbie.
Yes.
Who's also in the new Quentin Tarantino movie, which I'm dying to see. It's about the Manson killing. It's about the Manson murder of Sharon Tate, the Manson family murder. I'm dying to see this movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Leonardo, Brad Pitt. Yeah,
Brad Pitt. It's got great cast is in it. Al Pacino is in it. You love Margot Robbie?
Yes.
Yeah, she plays Sharon Tate in the movie.
Which Sharon Tate's, I believe, sister came out and was thankful that they have a big actress playing her.
Yeah.
You know, that the victim is not forgotten in all of this.
And I guess Brad Pitt plays one of the killers, right? He's a stuntman. I think he's based on, his character is based on one of the actual, but also, I mean, Squiggy Fromm is in it, who's still, you know, in prison right now. I think it's going to be good. I love Tarantino movies. I've always been a fan of his movies. Not his politics, obviously, but his movies. And this movie comes out in the, I guess it's the Cannes Film Festival. It came out the same time it was, I think it was 25 years ago, Pulp Fiction came out.
Mm. Oh, very interesting.
Yes. So, which also was one of, it's one of my favorite movies.
But
I love that movie.
He's not having guns in movies anymore, I thought.
Right, he's very anti-gun. So he's doing knives, because that's what the Manson family used, knives. So, yeah, very anti-gun. Tarantino. So the president is doubling down on going after the Suicide Squad. These are the comments he made. As I play them for you, though, get ready to dial, because we're going to do this. Oh, sorry. I screwed that up.
No. I thought you were going to play the Trump thing, but I can play this if you
want. We can do both.
Okay.
Well, whatever you want to do.
The Morning Mystery Clip. Yeah. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, you want to ruin another take, huh?
There ain't no damn takes. There ain't no damn motion picture.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
For certain, man.
Why are you still in character?
I know, but I don't have to tell you.
You don't know?
Man, I don't drop character till I've done a DVD commentary.
Think you know what it is? Be caught 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Great prize, a pair of tickets to see the Philadelphia Phillies take on the Atlanta Braves Sunday, July 28th, 1 p.m. First pitch at Citizens Bank Park. Visit phillies.com for tickets and more. I hope you know that movie. You should if you, A, heard the show yesterday, and B, if you just know great comedy when you hear it, show that a movie that would never be able to be made today ever. 855-839-1210. So as I mentioned, the president doubling down, going after the Suicide Squad. Nothing wrong with him exposing their absolute nuttiness. Nothing wrong with it at all. Take a listen.
Well, they're very unhappy. I'm watching them. All they do is complain. So all I'm saying is, if they want to leave, they can leave, John. They can leave. I mean, I look at Omar, I don't know, I never met her. I hear the way she talks about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has killed many Americans. She said, you can hold your chest out, you can, when I think of America, when I think of Al-Qaeda, I can hold my chest out. When she talked about the World Trade Center being knocked down, some people, you remember the famous some people. These are people that, in my opinion, hate our country. Now, you can say what you want, but get a list of all of the statements they've made. And all I'm saying that if they're not happy here, they can leave. They can leave. And you know what? I'm sure that there'll be many people that won't miss them.
But they're American citizens.
But they have to love. They have to love our country. They're Congress people. And I never used any names.
Are you
but these
okay
are people. Quiet, quiet, quiet,
racist,
quiet, quiet.
Are you okay with people
quiet
thinking your tweets are racist, sir?
Quiet. These
I'm
are people
question,
that
sir.
If they don't like it here, they can leave. Well, and I don't know who's going to miss them, but I guess some people will.
Sir,
one of them is polling. One of them is polling at 8. One of them is polling at 8%. One of them is polling at 8%. So when I hear people speaking about how wonderful Al-Qaeda is, when I hear people talking about some people with the World Trade Center, some people, no, not some people, much more than some people, When I hear the statements that they've made, and in one case you have somebody that comes from Somalia, which is a failed government, a failed state, who left Somalia, who ultimately came here, and now is a congresswoman who's never happy, says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews. It's very simple. And if the Democrats want to wrap their bows around this group of four people, one of them kept Amazon out of New York, tens of thousands of jobs, would have been a great thing. And she kept Amazon from going, would have been a good deal. I mean, could he have made better? Maybe. But tens of thousands of jobs, and New York has not been the same since that happened.
By the way, I wanted to share this with you. The Huffington Post wrote a story back in this was December 6th of 2017. It is the brief history of loving or leaving America. I thought this was fascinating. This was fascinating to me. During the 1970s, during the Vietnam War, things were very divided. There was a bumper sticker back then that said, America, love her or leave her, or love it or leave it. And, you know, there's also been a song that's been said, they've used that as a line in songs. It's America, love it or leave it. Country pioneer Ernest Tubb, straightforward, it's America, love it or leave it. And there was also, the 70s began with superstar Merle Haggard topping the country charts with The Fight Inside of Me, which included the line, America, if you don't love it, leave it. And they're also, now they write here that love it or leave it, there are also people like Toby Keith and others have used those lines. America, love it or leave it exemplifies the either or fallacy that, you know, you can stay or you can go. During the 60s, warmongers used it to kick us out. And in the Wall Street Journal, some other people had talked about the question of if you don't love America, you want to leave. And then some other people threatened to leave America if the person that they wanted did not get elected. Alec Baldwin said he would leave America and go to Canada if George Bush was elected. He never went to Canada, by the way. Unfortunately, Canada would not take him. He tried to go, and Canada said, get the hell out. We're not letting you into this country. Even Justin Trudeau, he offered him manscaping, and Trudeau wouldn't take it. Thaddeus in Chester Springs. Thaddeus, what's the movie?
It's Tropic Thunder.
Yes, great movie, right?
Great movie.
All right. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. Thanks.
That's awesome. The Walter Koch School of Enthusiasm Coaching.
Yes.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Enjoy the game this weekend. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. So this is not really anything new to say America, lover or leaver. I don't know why now suddenly it's become racist. Well, I know why, because it's Donald Trump. That's why.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.